the ghetto or in a sunny meadow. I'ma make you move, whether woman or fellow. Yo, I got the medals in the war, feel the respect. Like an ill porn, don't make your body get wet. Just a ghetto child trying to live a straight and narrow, hoping that my shit appears you don't like an arrow. I'm sure it will, especially if it's God's will. MCs, be ready to die, cause I'ma kill all your negative feelings standing on 2 feet while I make the hotties move to the hip hop beat. You know what's real a killer? Realer than you can imagine. Using every source of pain in my range to make it happen. If I make it happen, that means I'm making motion. And I'm doing my thing, causing an ill commotion. Everybody do the hop, make it smooth like motion. I lay up in the peace on the incognotion. You gotta do the hop. You move to the beach, you don't stop. Now everybody here, you do the hop. You're going up to cop, or Tampa, or Rick, don't stop. You got to come back and do the hop. Yo, fuck the cop, you got to come back and do the hop. Move till your body won't stop, you got to do the hop. Non-stop, motion, non-stop, you got to come back and do the hop.
You see you, your career is done like Johnny Carson's. Get me vexed, I do like left, I'm starting arson. Now that I got that out my system, watch me stab up the track as if my name was O.J. Simpson. I pack something like Van Halen, see I work for mine. You, you're freeloading like Cato Kalen. I'm representing with my crew. Mess around, bite my rhymes, I beat that ass with my shoe. Come on, you know I'm crazy nice. Brothers can't deal with the shorty named Fife. You must be mad in the hay. I bust his ass and leave him blood clot for dead. Niggas sound like Dos Effects. If it ain't Dos Effects, then they soundin' like meth. You might as well do Megadeth. Yo, punk MCs better save your friggin' breath. Use a corny motherfucker. You must be high smoking us with Chris Tucker. Yo, asses don't want this. I put my beeps in the beeps at the premiere of Pocahontas. Word is one, I am the baddest. And all you honeys out there, word is one, you know my status.
What is going on, everybody? It is another episode of the Stew Show. I just wanted to fucking get back to my fans, get them out there to the crew, see what you guys are up to. Like, it has been a crazy holiday so far. Now Christmas is coming. That's the holiday where you're supposed to open your wallet, which is kind of bootsy. But, what are you gonna do? You know what I'm saying? Like, you guys know who Teddy Pendergrass is? I think someone should start a strain called Pendergrass. I think that would be superior strain. A little Pendergrass.
Buddy, and I appreciate your backing vocals here, but I just, the commentary would probably do without. So it's about a couple that's just meeting together, just kind of discovering each other and getting on. So, you know, it's, I'd like to get to know you.
And put the nuts in your wee mama.
This is just about a young couple kind of grooving on each other's vibe.
So you just want to ooze it out.
Yeah, it's just kind of your background, right, just kind of harmonizing. So it's just like, I'd like to get to know you.
And box your bitch and his mama.
Teddy, would you just like, but just a little harmony? We brought you in here because you could harmonize.
Yes, I would.
Right.
I'd like to fuck your sister and make her lick your pussy while I'm digging a man.
All right, hold on. Chad, stop the recording for a second.
I'm just trying to do my sexy thing.
Yeah, Ted. I appreciate what you're trying to contribute artistically here. We have the song worked out. We have it arranged. We have the Wrecking Crew in here for just about another 45 minutes.
Go do your thing.
And if we just get a little harmony from you, because you got a great powerful sound.
Sure.
We just get a little harmony, and we're just trying to add a little of that flavor layer to it. But we're not looking to change the song so much, okay?
Right.
Just like, I'm going to know you.
Yes, I'm going to make you my chocolate chip.
You're one of your serious talent. Ellen is denying your talent.
I get carried away. The song is powerful.
But
the song is powerful.
Gene and I worked on the lyrics.
We worked a long time on this. It's about a girl I met when I was in college, and we really found ourselves falling in love without being physical.
Okay.
It was just really about getting to know each other. What's that?
It's about a mind thing.
We got to know each other. Yeah,
okay,
just
cool.
Emotionally. It wasn't a physical thing.
I'm on board.
Let's take from the top.
Okay. Yeah, there you go. That's what I'm saying. Mm-hmm. All right, that's right.
I'd like to get to know you.
Eat my fuck you with my metal dick, baby. Yeah, I think you're missing the point. That's big black mentally conceived dick muscle. I'll need your cerebellum.
No.
Ted, fuck you.
No, okay. Let's go ahead and stop the party for that.
Imaginary.
All right, can we stop the recording, please?
Middle dick, I want to dick you down.
Teddy, I know I said mentally and emotionally, but I mean raping emotionally.
No, you say rape, I say make love.
Yeah, I know, but I'm saying when it came to know her as a person, as not as a sexual.
Right, I think you know where the show is going from here, but we're going to continue.
Creature or being, but just as an equal and an individual. Okay? All right, and I probably steered you. I probably pushed you in the wrong direction creatively a little with the whole emotional, mental thing.
You know what? Just ooze and ahs.
That's what I'm saying. Just the harmony.
Okay.
Here, let's take it again.
I'd like to get to know you.
There we go.
I'd like to get to know you.
I'd like to get to know you after I fucked you.
Let's just take a lunch.
Thanks a lot.
Yeah,
we're wrapped. That's awesome stuff.
Oh boy, oh boy, oh boy. Is Teddy Pendergrass a horn dog? Anyway, the other day, not now. Of course not now. The other day I was like super baked and I started watching some telly and an ad comes on for Marie Callender's chicken pot pies. And I'm thinking, I love all those. Time to get lost in the supermarket. Oh yeah. Do women who marry comedians really get the difference between a bit and reality? Is the point of this next one. And let's just give it a shot. Ski. Schlotsky's Deli.
No. That is not. Well, I mean, she understands, I think, that there's comedy wives and there's.
Does she?
Because I think comedians' wives have. It's a little tough for them sometimes. I do a thing about the, in your car, the dual zone temperature.
Yes.
Like, yeah. Like, I wonder who invented that. I wonder who thought. How come I come in handy to shut somebody up about, I'm freezing, I'm roasting, it's blowing on me.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So I tell her, it's a whole bit about my wife and how she gave birth without anesthesia but can't handle a waft of air 3 degrees off her optimum desire. You know?
Yeah.
Hey. And by the way, how do they keep the different temperature air molecules from commingling?
No,
and they actually do that. I think they can, because by the time I get my coffee in the morning, I like to get it black on the left side, like I'm premature on the right. They can do it. But has Nancy ever gotten upset with you about something you've said comedically?
I think she might have. No, I don't mean. It depends.
Yeah, it depends. But that's a yes. No further questions, Your Honor.
Yeah, but I go, no, I'm not talking about you.
No, he's made it up. Jessica never complains about the temperature, but. You have to use her. You're here to work on the comedy.
Yes.
Everybody in the family has to help with the comedy.
That's right.
I totally agree.
The kids,
everyone's in on it. Right. Everyone's in.
My kids.
Right.
I'm comedy kids.
They're comedy kids. Everyone's a
You're part of the act.
It's a family business.
It's a family business. All right. So here's the scoop. Stu show, let alone kind of biting on Tosh.0, just kind of taking shit that I think's funny and throwing it up to you guys on when I do these, what I call soundbite shows. But we still got to make some bank, so I hired a famous guy, Lando Calrissian, to do this ad for our new sponsor. I think you guys are going to like this one. It should be quite interesting. Here we go. Here it is.
45. There are two rules to remember if you want to have a good time. Rule number one, never run out of Colt 45. Rule number two, never forget rule number one. You want to know why you should keep plenty of Colt 45 on hand?
Now, who's going to do the commercial?
Friends might show up. I don't claim you can have a better time with Colt 45 than without it.
See, can't eat his mouth.
But why take chances?
The power of Colt 45.
Yup, there we go. We got a new sponsor, Colt 45. You know you guys love the flavor of that one. It's tasty. Me and all my friends drink it. Anyway. You guys like leftovers? It's like you think you're going to save food and you're going to mac it tomorrow, but like day-old pizza or day-old Chinese food, that includes day-old rice or like a day-old avocado that you cut in half or even a steak, you know. Steak, you can't go wrong, but a day-old steak. But when it comes to leftovers, I think we can all admit that Thanksgiving leftovers are the bomb. Dude, I'll have some more turkey. A little stuffing on there, some mashed potatoes, gravy. Let's throw some cranberry on there. Heat that sucker up. Yum, 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 yum. Oh my good lord. It is time to go to a little craziness. We're gonna go, if I can find it, Trump bashing. Trump bashing.
Dignity of a hard day's work. Then they can tell me about it when I get home from golf. I hear great things about work. And he laid out what Americans deserved.
Americans love their country, and they deserve a government that shows them the same love and loyalty in return.
And if their government isn't that loyal with their love, they get $130,000 to keep quiet about it. And just fix it. Oh, wait, you pay the love? I'm not sure. Because the love, allegedly.
It's alleged. What?
And he looked back on his administration's work over the past year.
For the last year, we have sought to restore the bonds of trust between our citizens and their government.
Well, better luck next year. In that vein, Trump did try to unify.
So tonight, I am extending an open hand.
God, women, get out of there! Just run for your life!
An open hand.
All right. Now, we played the Colt 45 ad, but like, you know, when you have a pod and you tell a certain comedian on your show, not to swear, it can get ugly. This is great. Let's go there a little bit here. I think you're going to like this one. If I can find it. Here we go.
You're gonna feed the
There's
fire.
A rule.
You're gonna go online. I'm glad we're not dating. You're like, you're not being respected. You should shoot him in the eye. The rubber band.
If you're gonna get online, I'd say do it with GoDaddy.com.
Love GoDaddy.
Seen those commercials?
I love.
They're smart.
I use them.
GoDaddy customer.
Absolutely. Got all
easy,
my domain name.
Affordable. You take your name. And you go with the name, you know you can trust, like GoDaddy.com.
I'm not kidding you. I got all my domain names through GoDaddy. I'm a committed customer for years.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Why does that say no motherfucking cursing? You're in the goddamn ass-licking live leech.
Reach. All right, go ahead. I'm not going to curse.
All right.
Do you want a website for fan blog,
or you
fancy
can suck
football.
On a shit log.
You have to use so many cuss words.
Even for your kids.
Motherfucking whores.
You start with the domain name.
God damn it.
Domain name.
Pussy.
Go daddy.
Shit, my fuck is in. Woo!
Go daddy, go get.
Fuck yourself.
Get.com domain for only $7.49.
You can go lick my nuts.
Enter the promo code Adam7. That's Adam7. That is Adam and the number 7 at GoDaddy.com. Get a great deal. Go Daddy.
Booty fuck shit motherfucking god damn it.
GoDaddy.com. Adam the number 7 for the special deal. Thank you very much. All right, should we take a quick break?
All right, I do support GoDaddy.com. They run my podcast, but I just wanted to say, this shit's funny as fuck.
I
love GoDaddy. Amazon.
People go to Amazon, and before they go to Amazon, they click through the Adam Carolla website. What's that?
Nothing.
They go, instead of just going straight to Amazon, they go right,
motherfucking
ass, go right to Adam Carolla, and they click on the banner, and they help the pirate ship stay afloat. That's what they do. See, it's like a pirate ship.
Motherfucking shit ass, dookie motherfuck shit bitch ass.
And so if you go and not support the show,
I'm quite familiar with that.
If you like what you hear on this show and you want to support this program as well as the other programs on this network, when you go to buy something or make a purchase from Amazon, you should instead go to AdamCarolla.com and click on the banner.
Yes.
Then that'll take you to Amazon, and then we can participate.
You know what? Can I tell you, it's so great to look at porn now. You don't have to pay for it. Uh-huh. It's just on there. Mm-hmm. You squeeze one off.
Mm-hmm.
Empty catch.
Mm-hmm.
Delete.
So the next time you're near the computer and you're going to Amazon.
Ow! Came like a shot!
You go to AdamCarolla.com and hit the banner.
Oh, yeah.
Uh-oh. All right. Back with David Alan Greer.
Oh, my God. That dude is quite hilarious. I fucking wish I could hang out with that guy. Anyway, you guys ready to get nerdy? You want to get nerdy? There's my nerd part. I got to steer it up. Hold on. Blew it. You blew it. Alright. It is. We're still gonna get nerdy.
Your mating system is going to be pair bonding or not.
Mm.
So if you're a frog or lots of different frogs, not all of them, a laughing tree frog, or if you're a elephant seal or something, well, all the females mate with the best male because his job is just sex. And so every female can have the best one, or either in a situation where they got no choice, like the elephant seals, he controls the rookery,
right.
Or in a situation where they just listen to all the croaking and then they go, you're the best croaker, you're the dad.
Mm.
But if you're pair bonding like humans or like lots of other animals, birds, etc., then what you need is you've got competition on both sides. So she's always competing to get the best male and he's always competing to get the best female. Now there's reasons why male-male competition is always a bit more intense than female-female competition, but both of them are there. And the more monogamous the system gets, the more both sides compete for each other.
Interesting. So what about in the case of like bonobos? Where they're so polyamorous.
Bonobos
are super interesting systems. So you've got lots of polyamorous animals. Bonobos are interesting. Chimps are also, you know, so if you look at one of the great ways to look at our ancestors and what their lives were like is you look in your trousers. And the size of your testicles tells you a lot about what sort of mating system your ancestors had. So gorillas have tiny little testicles. And the reason that they have such tiny testicles is they use their huge body to drive away the other males, and then all the females are in his harem. So he doesn't need big
steroids.
Testicles because he only needs enough sperm in order to inseminate the females he's got. It doesn't take much sperm to inseminate any one female, and testicles are really expensive tissue to make. And if you own a pair and you land on them, you know they're uncomfortable too, right? And so then you look at our testicles, and they're quite a bit bigger than a gorilla's, but they're nowhere near the size of a chimp or a bonobo, both. You know, they're basically, in many ways, almost the same beast. And so, although socially quite different. And they have a system where they basically have to wash out the guy who was there before them. And so it takes really big testicles to have sperm competition. So their competition isn't by fighting each other, although there's a degree of that too. They know full well that when she comes into estrus, into heat, there's going to be a line. And if you're fifth in line and you can wash everybody out before you, you might end up the dad.
Wash everybody out is a funny way of putting it.
Yeah,
so
it's not romantic.
This testicle size is directly proportionate to the number of promiscuous females.
Well, that's right. It's the promiscuity of the mating system.
Yeah.
And so if you look at our mating system, we clearly evolved to be largely monogamous, but not entirely. Our testicles are unnecessarily large for an entirely monogamous species. And so we're a little bit on the wash the guy out ahead of us.
But there's many people that make arguments that our monogamy is socially reinforced and it's not natural.
Look, if you look at hunter-gatherers, and so the best way that we get a sense of, well, what did we evolve to do is to look at the remaining hunter-gatherer societies,
mm-hmm.
particularly if you look at what are called immediate return hunter-gatherers. So they're people who eat today what they killed today. Now, you've got a lot of hunter-gatherers, once they left the equator, they could store food, and everything changed for them. And they actually, in many of their behaviors, they look a lot like us. And we can come back to that if you'd like. But if you look at hunter-gatherers around the equator, they're typically immediate.
Yeah, all right, dude. That's getting way too nerdy for this kid. Anyway, let's talk about dad bods, okay? So when you see people who let themselves go, that's because they kept themselves up until they got married. And then once they had a kid and da-da-da-da, and you're getting older, testosterone goes down. You might get a little love handle or a little belly or something. Not everyone, don't get me wrong. But I think we need a little more Teddy Pendergrass. And he got trannied to death. Do you know what trannied to death is? It's kind of crazy. I think it's super crazy. But when you get trannied to death, it's something like this.
Teddy, like Shenanigans,
we gotta get black people fucking.
Wow, what can Teddy we do?
Teddy got caught.
In a car, this is true. He got caught in a car with a tranny who was giving him head. The car crashed, and that's how he got paralyzed. Oh, really? Wow. Listen, I just wanted to tell you, I just want to honor you. So, I'm not going to be putting my tongue in your mouth tonight. I like to do the open kissing, open mouth kissing. But I'm just going to gently grip your waist. I'm not going to go down to the posterior. Gosh, you're so honorable. Can we go to Sunday school again today? Take worship together, perhaps?
All right.
Serious question.
Hold on.
Yeah.
What would he do? I just want to know what Teddy would do one more time.
I kind of kitty than a nut, baby. And be turned your nipples. I call them cookie round, baby. I stick my tongue. I would tongue fuck and fuck you. Apparently I'm wrong. Flap steak is a cut, bottom sirloin, flank steak,
wait,
abdominal muscles.
Do it like Teddy Pendergrass.
Flap steak. I want a flap steak, fuck you, baby. I want to get your bottom sirloin and buff out that steak cut on you, baby. Then I'm
owner. Flash fries, your flank steak, your abdominal muscles. Stretch them out with my dick muscle, baby.
Let's get
Oh, shit. I think we should plan a picnic. Who wants a Neanderthal baby? That sounds fun.
Well, what else? Right, a Harvard professor is looking for a quote-unquote adventurous woman who's willing to bring a Neanderthal baby to term. Because what he's going to do is, yes?
Is that a Harvard doctor smart enough to see you've got all that ass?
he's going to create an artificial Neanderthal DNA based on bone samples.
You said artificial?
Artificial, yeah. And then put that DNA into human stem cells, and then a volunteer would carry that child to term and give birth to the first Neanderthal.
It's great.
There's so many chicks in line to get in that fucking program. It's unbelievable. It's going around the block. Anyway, let's do one more soundbite.
Father Jessaro. Levana Jessaro.
Don't act like you're here. Put that down. I'm not coming to get you from the precinct tonight, okay? Shoplifting is a crime. Goodbye. Is it estradiol, nogesterol, progesterone. That is my. Come on, man. We did this too many times.
You're right.
Estradiol.
That's me and my prime, baby.
Don't make me keep doing the same shit.
Now it's Penny Pendergrass. Covered, I'd like to get to know you.
I'd like to get to know you.
Before I punch you, baby!
I'd like to get to know you.
Shadow box with your titties!
And he punches it out.
That'd be a funny session, like spanking our gang or whatever fucking, is it spanking our gang?
Day by day.
And night by night, when I
the Little Rascals. So, freaking, not Spanky, not Buckwheat. The main man, he goes to his dad. Dad. And his dad comes into his room and he's like, can I get a glass of water? His dad's like, you know, it's 2 a.m. and he goes and gets him a glass of water and he comes back into his room and I guess it is Spanky. He's all beaten off all the time. Anyway, so he gives Spanky the glass of water and he takes a sip and puts it back on the counter and he goes, I thought you said you wanted a glass of water. Spanky goes, oh, I just wanted to wet my whistle. There's kids for you. All right, this next one. Women, girls, and kids. All right.
This whole story is written by women. This is all women are steering the ship. And you're so cunning and intelligent that you actually convince us that we're the ones in charge. We actually think when we give you the ring that it was our decision. We think that we just drove to the ring shop on our own. No, you morons, no. And of course it's not our idea. We know girls think about this from the time they're little all the way up. When you were a little boy, did you ever get with your guy friends? Let's play marry. Let's pretend I just came home from the store and brought all the wrong stuff and you yell at me.
Yeah, baby, yeah. That's my boy Tom Papa. Tom Papa, the baker. He's really good at baking bread. But, let's get a little serious here. What keeps you going when you wake up? What's the first thing you want? What do you look forward to achieving to getting to, you know, just making you money or what do you love so much that it doesn't even feel like work. More like playing making money. It's a hard one for some, I must admit. But you hear the be here now. Think about what to do today. And I'm like, is it exercise? Maybe a swim or a bike ride. You ain't got no money? Go for a run. That's always free. But on that note, it's so much easier to do it with friends. Whether it be dancing, volleyball, disc golf, a pickup game. Working out is tougher on your brain when it's not fun. Woo-wee. The more you know, the easier life gets. All right. There is a great show out right now that you guys should check out. There's two guys going on a stand-up comedy tour across the United States of America. Jon Stewart and Jimmy Fallon. I highly recommend if you have a chance to see this tour. It's called the Stewart Fallon Tour. And, alright, it might not be as funny for you guys as it is for me. But, you know, it's just one of those things. The Stewart Fallon Tour.
Stewart.
No. Am I saying it right? Stewart.
Yes. Stewart. Stewart. I've never heard of this.
Stewart.
Oh, God. Okay, I understand.
Stewart.
Yeah. Mouth.
Nose.
5 points. Back to Jennifer.
Stewart.
I've never heard of these words.
Okay.
Yep.
Stewart. Hot.
Yeah, we all know. Anywho's all. This is a soundbite-ish show, so I kind of got to keep working my magic here. And one of the best things, let me find this one first. Here you go. That was pretty happy. Here it is.
Here it is. Written by women. This is all women are steering the ship. And you're so cunning and intelligent that you actually convince us that we're the ones in charge.
No, we are not. Women rule this planet. And it's what guys want. And so then, I wonder if certain dudes think, well, gay guys got an advantage on us because they don't fall for that trick. Not if you love chicks like most dudes do. All right. Talking about women, guys, girls, they meet, they fall in love, they can break up, they can get back together, they can get side action, this, that, the other. Here's a long time ago. Baba Booey, a.k.a. Gary Delabate, sending a videotape of him filming himself talking to his ex-girlfriend who he broke up, or she broke up with him because he was cheating, in 1988. This is a long bit, but it's an homage to the king of all media, Howard Stern. I'm going to start you off slow and work my way into this. This is going to be cool. Hold on. Give me a second. I'm the only sound man in the room.
All right.
So yes, Meat, he's way ahead of the game.
Howard, these are the guys who paid the next amount of money.
How much?
$200 each.
$200 each?
He's already up $17,000.
They should have to wait for the second showing.
We were coached into the two.
Okay, he's got this tape, and Howard wants it so he can play it on his show. And Gary's like, I'm not just going to give you this tape, dude. You're going to keep it and embarrass me forever. And Gary Delabate knows it. And Howard starts this little fund, and he comes up with like $13,000, $14,000, $15,000, $16,000. Now it's at $17,000, and Gary's kind of going to hand over the tape.
The 200.
You were?
Yeah, so.
Smart. Where is everybody?
We're going to pay that 200, and we're happy to.
No, these guys paid a couple of grand.
That's not first show.
Yeah, I want money.
Okay, send them out of here for the second show, and let them sit around for a while. Yeah, 200.
You know, Howard.
You guys are scrubs.
F Jackie.
Right. We're having a second showing for anybody who wants to get down here.
Oh, well, we paid more than anyone else outside.
That is true.
What is outside now?
I think it's Gary's call.
So, Gary, you mind if these guys sit in for the first showing?
So, you know, I think I probably don't want them to, and it's not the money thing. It's just that these guys paid so much, it seems unfair for those.
All right, yeah, yeah. Get out of here until the next show.
What else is out there? What are they
got? 10 grand apiece or...
It must be a couple of 20s.
200 bucks.
We'll see you the second show.
See you in an hour.
I'm sure it's
well worth it. It won't be. Right.
You'll enjoy it. Don't worry. It's worth the wait.
It's worth the wait.
Charismatic.
Oh, boy.
It's worth the wait, people. It is worth the wait.
Do you press the button?
In gold.
I'll press the button.
All right.
I control it.
This is a man in love.
All right. This was Gary. How many years ago?
This is 11 years ago.
All right.
1988.
His girlfriend broke up with him. He was walking around the radio station like a douchebag.
1988. I just graduated high school.
7 months after the dumping.
Right. He wanted her back.
Months after.
7 months. Right. He was in love.
And I gotta look away.
All right, here we go.
It's been an ex for 7 months.
You guys ready over there in the audience?
Yeah, all right, they're ready.
Oh,
God. Here we go.
Hello, hello, hello. I bet you're a little surprised by this, and you'll have to excuse me because I lost my voice on Friday. It's Tuesday at 12:28 in the afternoon, and I came home early from work today because I wasn't feeling that good. But I wanted to get this.
This is too much. I can't take it.
Oh,
just seeing him is too much.
Here's a guy groveling to a woman.
Howard, he left your job. And came there to do the same.
Yeah.
He left his show and went to do the same.
Yeah, what is it, 12? What time is it?
Like 3 in the afternoon.
Oh, 3 in the afternoon.
I will readily admit that I took my penis and my testicles and left them at the door.
Right.
Poor Gary. Poor Baba Boo-hi. Baba Booey. Baba Booey.
Got an audience now.
Getting an audience with you.
Get those microphones working.
Prophetic words.
I don't know why we don't have microphones.
We can't afford them.
No.
I write to you in a letter, and these are things I don't want to say to you over the telephone, because I think you need to hear my voice, and I think you need to see me.
Oh, you know, you don't need to see you, guys.
This is why she didn't call him.
What?
This is why she didn't call him.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man. Can you imagine he wants to be seen?
I think I look good,
yeah. Yeah, but you don't get it. Like, if you're going to go to impress the girl, you wear just a T-shirt?
Well, she knows.
Shouldn't you get dressed up?
Oh, be quiet.
I understand some of these things, which is why, let's make it a little bit boring, because, you know, when you don't have somebody to talk to, you kind of have to do it all by yourself. So it's why I'm sending you this videotape. Hey, guess what? You haven't seen me in 7 months. This is what I look like now. My Atlantic Records T-shirt. My hair's a lot longer, but I just came in out of the rain.
What a douchebag you are. You are an imbecile.
Gorillas in the mist.
Gorillas in the mist. Fucking Garbo. Oh my god. This is hilarious to me, dude. If you like Howard Stern, I know a lot of people don't, but he is the king of all media, baby.
So you'll always have these to hold against me one way or another.
Okay.
Let me start out. I feel like I'm asking your father.
Now Howard will never get a hold of this, will he?
Are you? I want you to lay out my intentions. I want to lay out what I want. What I want from you. Well, obviously I want to go back out with you again. That goes without saying. But
I mean, there's got to be more to it than that. The first thing that I want is I want a commitment. I want to give a commitment, and I want to have a commitment. I want to be your boyfriend. I want you to be my girlfriend. I'd dump everybody I was going out with in a second if you said you'd go back with me, and it would be just me and you. I want to make that clear. If it hasn't been clear, I'm making it clear now.
I'll give up my favor. Monogamy.
I want to do things for you. I know I was kind of insensitive before, and
you're my producer.
I'm cringy.
Gary. Fucking Gary. All right. You guys all know Thanksgiving is over. Hopefully the leftovers are gone, the dishes are clean, and what you need to know now is Christmas is coming up, and it's time to open your wallet. Like, the dinner that you made at Thanksgiving wasn't enough. Now it's time to buy presents for everybody. I'm like, oh, crap. Great. You guys want to hear a funny one? Here's a good one. Dwight Gooden. Hold on. I got to go down. I'm searching. Here we go.
Alright, let's just say you're born the day after Christmas and your whole family gets you one gift for both every year, but your sisters and your brothers, they get two gifts a year, so you're feeling gypped out by your parents.
How funny is that? How funny is that?
They know that. They know that. Okay, which one in your family you trying to convince?
My mother.
Okay, I'm gonna be your mama. You go ahead. You ask me your question.
And she give me the same gift almost every year. Ain't that?
Well, you liked it last year.
Well, I would love it if you give me that plus a little something else.
I compromise with you.
But, Mom.
Listen to me, sweetie. I give you the gift on Christmas, and you open it on your birthday.
I did. What am I gonna open on Christmas? What am I gonna open on Christmas? You gotta give it to me on Christmas. I can't open it to my birthday and still lose it. Not fair. Come on.
So you want two gifts?
Yes.
And your birthday the day after the 25th?
The 26th,
mm-hmm.
The day after Christmas.
Oh, you bigger than Jesus now?
No! That is not fair! You gave birth to me, I should feel just as special as your other kids. Stop that.
You finna mess around and get your feelings hurt.
But, Mom.
Let me explain something to you, sweetie. You messed my whole holiday up having you on the 26th. Now, you done already came late. If you'd have came on the 19th when they said you was going to be here, I'd have been at the house having a Merry Christmas. But I'm sitting up in the hospital with my feet up in the stirrup, squeezing and hollering to have you out here. But now you don't want but your Christmas gift. How about you don't get no damn gift this year? Now, Merry Christmas, and you ain't Jesus. We'll be right back, folks.
Oh, damn. Yeah, it sucks when your birthday lands on another holiday. Everybody tag teams them. Well, I'll just get him a Christmas birthday present. That'll wrap it up for the year. Anyways, I hope you guys know who Mr. Jeffries is. This is a little segment right here called Studs versus Sluts. Now, I don't know, you know the difference between sluts. Did I say sluts? Sluts and studs. But here we go with Mr. Jeffrey's take on this. I know mine, but We're going to get this at you here real quickly, people.
I am. I've got a theory. Every single time a man sleeps with a lot of women, he's called a stud. But if a woman sleeps with a lot of men, she's called a slut. And people think this is unfair. Nah. It's completely fair. And I'll tell you why, right? Because it's fucking easy to be a slut. It's fucking hard to be a stud. To be a stud, you have to be witty, charming, well-dressed, have nice shoes and a fake job. To be a slut, you just have to be there. There are fat, ugly sluts out there. There are no fat, ugly studs. I have met slutty dwarfs. I've never met a stud dwarf. Maybe in their own realm, but none that have crossed over to our world.
I've got to tell you a story about my family. Actually.
You know what I'm saying. You get where he's going. So I'm like, I'll ask Mr. Jeffries. I said, hey, you got any more of the shocking truth, you know? Because if you do, I'd like to hear a bit of it. And he said, oh, I sure do. I got a little bit right here.
What would make me happy? What would have made me happy? What makes other people happy? And so I wrote to him, I said, I think the secret to happiness is this. The secret to happiness is being good looking. Now, throughout your life, people will lie to you and say things like kindness or being good to others or family or some shit. The only way to truly be happy in this world is to be good looking. Now, in this world, we have everything from one being the ugliest person on earth to 10 being the best looking person on earth, and we have everything in between. And there's very few ones, and there's very few twos, and there's very few threes, and 4, 5, 6 is the meat of the bell curve. That's where 95% of the population is average looking. 4, 5, 6, and 7, 8, 9, 10. Now, I've been looking out at the audience here. Pretty good. Like, I spotted an 8. Or what they call an LA6.
LA6.
But I spotted an 8. That's pretty good, Nashville, man. Don't be offended.
Fuck LA, you know what I mean? Fuck your LA6.
Like, 10s are super rare. Like, I've never seen, there's never been a 10 in my audience, ever. I don't think 10s come to things like this. I think 10s are sitting at home with other 10s going, I'm so happy. Hey? And 9s are as rare as 10s.
My landscaping crew is here, and now it's getting real noisy.
Yeah, that was the other day. But, we have some more shocking truth. If you want to hear a little bit more, you guys want to hear more? You guys want more?
Pretty good. Now, regrettably, there is a 2 in the audience. Now, I'm not going to point you out. You know who you are. There are no 1s. 1s are as rare as 10s. I've seen about 5 1s in my life. 1s don't really leave the house. They know they upset the rest of us. Like, the only time you catch a 1 is they're going to a doctor's appointment or something. And it really is upsetting. Like, you walk by, they're normally being, like, lifted out of a minivan with a special crane onto a special chair. And when you see a 1, it does ruin your day, doesn't it? You walk by the 1 and you're like, oh, fuck me. Oh, that's a fucking 1 if ever I've seen one. You get to work and you can't focus, and your boss is like, what's wrong with you? And you're like, oh, I saw a fucking 1, didn't I? And they're like...
All right, you got to admit, he's got a point.
You're like, oh, it couldn't have been that. It was that bad. You weren't there. This is bullshit. I was going to eat today. Now, in case anyone's wondering, and I know you're not, I'm a five. Now, the reason I'm a five is because, as I said, 95% of the population is 4, 5, 6, an average-looking human being. Now, the reason I know I'm a five is this. When I walk past people, nothing happens. People don't get upset, nor do they get disappointed. We all move on with our lives. I have hair, but it's shit hair. Five. I have teeth. They're a little yellow. They're a little crooked. But they're all there. Five.
Five.
I have eyes. They do not sparkle, but they do face in the same direction.
Five.
Five. And because I'm a five, that means society has deemed it okay for me and other fives to get into dimly lit rooms.
Well, y'all know it's fucking funny, fuck dude. You don't want to think it is, no, but it's fucking like funny.
A couple of fives fucking, let them have their fun.
You know, it's not the worst thing in the world to be a five.
She gets depressed or something. I could swoop in there and we'd be. Because us fives, we do not think about the nines and the tens because we dare not touch the sun. Now, I'm a minor celebrity. So that means I get to fuck sixes. I fuck the shit out of sixes. People go, oh, he's off the telly. He can fuck a six. Fuck some sevens? Yeah, fuck some sevens. Couple eights. 1-9. Best day ever. I fucked a nine.
1-9.
Now, I'm also a drinker. So, I have fucked some fours. A shitload of threes. And 1-2. And when I fucked the two, that was the lowest point in my life. I gave up drinking for 18 months after I fucked the two.
All right, that was a shitload of sound bites, yo. All I think we could handle on one show. I say we hit the phones. See if we can get somebody on the horn here. We need a guest to break up the monotony. Let's go with maybe 40. Let's see what 40's doing. Go to the phones, mate. Try to get a caller on the horn. I might have to go to a different soldier.
This is Ford. What's up?
Ford Dog, what's going on, brother?
Hanging in there, wishing I was in Hawaii. And yourself?
Oh, I was wishing I was sticking my toes in the sand in Maui looking at the surf, but that's not going to happen tonight.
Yeah. The good old days will happen again. It's just a matter of time.
Oh yeah. Save up your kibbies. Go on a little vacay. Might not ever come back.
Right.
Like, would you ever go to New Zealand or Australia?
Yeah, I've been to Australia, to Sydney, and I would like to go back again. It was really fun.
How long were you in Sydney?
I was there for 3 weeks. My friend lived there and invited me to come and I check it out. And I went up to Wollongong and a few other places around
Australia, and I really dug the way the students went out and drank, because they would have a bus pick them up and take them to the bar, and then they would go and party and have fun in the bar, and then the bus would take them back to school.
Okay, so no DUIs.
Yeah, exactly.
No deaths. So
I really enjoyed that, being part of that and partying with them and seeing how they party. It was really cool and laid back. I met a lot of people from New Zealand that were over in Australia when I was there.
So, like, you've been to Thailand, right?
Yeah, I have.
And in Thailand, like, where's the coolest beaches where they have the parties on the beach?
I would say a long time ago, it used to be Koh Phangan.
No, I know that one, but I'm saying, like, just normal, like, isn't there one right outside of Bangkok, some beaches where there's, like, full-on touristy parties?
I tend to like the south of Thailand much better, like Phuket. The beaches are cleaner. There's not as many, there's a lot more people from other parts of the world there, like Australia, Indonesia, Malaysia. And
is Phuket the way you'd say it as a
American?
Is it called Fuck It Thai or is it Phuket?
No, as an American, when you first see it, you think, oh, okay, it's Fuck It. But
it is Phuket.
Yeah, it is Phuket.
Oh, okay, because right. I always thought I could go to Bangkok and then head right over to Fuck It Thai, and I was like, dude, that's great. No, I'm just teasing. I'm just teasing.
Yeah, but I got to get back to work. I'm missing my route, and I would like to call back after I'm finished work in about half an hour.
That's all right, brother. It's good to hear your voice, and I will talk to you soon.
Sweet. So.
All right, brother. All right. Caller number one. Here we go. Caller number two. We need to find it. Here we go. Let's give Archer a call. See what he's up to.
Hello.
Archer.
Hey.
Hey, what's up? You're on the Stu Show. I thought I'd give you a jingle.
Alrighty, how you doing?
Oh, I'm hanging in there, you know. Another night, another day. It's raining like, I was going to use the F word, but I'll say, it's like up out here.
Yeah, it's been definitely coming down pretty hard here as well. Not right now, but I'm sure it'll move down this way.
Cali needs it, you know.
Oh, most definitely. But they say it's not really making that much of a dent in our overall drought.
Yeah, but they say what's really going down. It dropped all night last night and today, but like I guess we're not gonna it's not gonna keep going, you know. That's what fills the Razzies.
Yeah.
But what are you doing this evening?
Oh, I'm going back to work.
Yeah, heading to the city.
Going to San Francisco. Yep, going to be at the Masonic Temple, loading out a.
Is that the Knights of the Templar? The Masonic Temple.
I don't believe it. I think so. I think it's just the Temple of the Masons that, you know, basically built everything, right?
What was the last gig you did at the Masonic Temple?
I would say probably about a year or two ago, and it was with a benefit show for the performer was Carlos Santana. That was pretty cool. Carlos is always a really cool person because he'll come out on the balcony and, you know, smoke his cigar with you and say, hey, how's it going? And, you know, he's always pretty cool.
Like, I met the guy that designs a lot of his clothing through Jamie, and he was an A1 guy, and he knew a lot of the guys, and some of the guys from Carlos's band showed up when I was there.
All right.
And we got to play drums, and the guys whose house it was played the guitar, and we jammed out. It was pretty cool.
I did not
have the magic sticks you gave me from Carlos Santana's drummer. How long ago was that?
That was that show. I don't know, like I say, it was about a year or two ago.
I think it was longer than a year.
Yeah.
I've had those drumsticks for forever.
Now. Okay.
But what do you, yeah. what's going on? Some Christmas party tomorrow?
Oh, tomorrow? No, this evening it's...
Oh, you're going tonight. Tonight you're going to work.
Yeah. It's a lady who performs holiday music. So, you know, I'm sure it'll be a really cheery crowd of, you know...
What's her name?
Oh, shoot. What is
Vladimir
her name?
Ingrid?
Not Vladimir. It's definitely Ingrid. Ingrid, gosh, what is her last name?
You're kidding. Her name's Ingrid.
Yeah, which is actually my mother's name, so.
Yeah, you better watch your mouth around me. I'm like, okay. Well, you know, that is a beautiful name. It reminds me of a flower that I've seen in
Ingrid
southern
Michaelsum.
Utah. Ingrid who?
Michaelsum.
Michaelsum. Right.
Yeah, with an M at the end, not like Michelson, but Michelsum.
Yeah, it's just it's a weird name, Ingrid. It sounds like an insect or something to me.
Oh yeah.
You're like, you know, have you seen the Ingrids? Where are they? You know, they go into your wood. It's kind of like a termite, but it's an Ingrid.
Yeah, I don't know about that, but you'll find a lot of Ingrids in Germany. You'll probably find a lot of beautiful Ingrids, actually.
Okay, ready? Real quick, what rhymes with Ingrid?
Fingrid?
Fingrid. She got Fingrid right, Ingrid. Oh.
Ringwood? I don't know.
They were lady couple. Ingrid got fingered by Ingrid. No, okay, all right, whatever.
Yeah,
let's drop that one.
Know, dude.
Easy, Tiger, easy.
Yeah.
Like, what are you planning on doing for Christmas this year?
Oh, I haven't even planned that far ahead. I've got one job, and then I'm just, like, basically taking it mostly easy this month. I've got a lot of homework to catch up on, and then I haven't figured out Christmas. I'm not a big Christmas person. I don't have a lot of family around.
Yeah.
So,
yeah. Well, but you just moved into your own place. It's all pimping in Marin. Don't you want a Christmas tree with some gifts underneath it for my son, Avery? No, I'm just kidding.
There you go.
You're going to want to put lights up. Don't go with the cheesy full color. Go with white and maybe some blue outlining the top rim.
I guess you're trying to tell me I should spruce my place up and have people over and buy them gifts.
A little party? What?
I guess that's what you're trying to tell me.
No, I'm just fucking around. Christmas is like a... Do you have a fond memory of Christmas? Like one really
one,
cool one?
I had one really cool one.
Let's hear it.
Oh, no. It's not worth getting into. But, yeah, it was cool. Yep.
Like,
anyway.
Did you ever have a fireplace with stockings, the Christmas tree, the gifts underneath, waiting,
Definitely. It was pretty traditional, especially when you're, like, you know, growing up in fucking America in the early 70s, right? It's kind of like, you know, you have Christmas trees, you have presents, and your kids. I kind of felt like my childhood was, you know, more like the 50s, really, but you know what I mean? There was like,
I don't
know
what you mean by the difference between the 50s and the 70s. Because I was a 70. I'm born in 70. So I'm like, what do you mean?
Well, no, but, I don't know about your childhood.
You got a hot rod and a greaser with a guy who had cigarettes rolled up in his T-shirt.
No, not like that. I think more like just in the sense of like, you know, sweet little housemaid, you know, homogenized sort of reality, you know, like mom and dad goes to work. Mom stays home. There's a Christmas tree, blah, blah, blah.
Hi, Mrs. You know? Cleaver. Where's Mr. Cleaver?
Exactly what I'm trying to get at. You know what I mean? Great.
And you know what gets you in trouble? Leave it to Beaver.
But that all changed, you know, very quickly, you know, later on down the road. It became more like, you know, not Leave it to Beaver, but The Shining. So, anyway, let's just go ahead and leave that to another day.
All work and no play makes Pat a dull boy. And he wrote it like 5,000 times, so then I knew he had something going on in his head.
No, I was thinking like that, but yeah.
He had an axe.
You ever have anybody chop through your front door when you were a kid?
I did believe that Santa would come down the chimney until I was like, I don't even know, 5 or 6. And I waited up and I snuck downstairs because we had like it was a two-story, but downstairs was the first story. It was a weird house in Maryland. And I snuck downstairs down the steps and was spying on my mom and dad, and I saw them wrapping the gifts. And that's when I knew. Because I was always like, I know that my mom and dad got me these, and there's no Santa. But I was kind of like, I still believed in it, you know, by the time I was like 5 or whatever.
Yeah.
And then I saw him wrapping the gifts, and I was like, in my head, I knew it!
Fucking liars.
No, more like I figured it out. It was cool. But you're still getting gifts.
Yeah, that's true.
I didn't leave any cookies and a glass of milk out for Santa that year. Oh.
Yeah.
But I got the 3-year-old Avery, and like I don't really care what anybody thinks. I got a chimney. I got a fireplace. I'm like this. I get a tree. I decorate it. I have ornaments from my mom's grandparents' parents. You know, like not great-great-great-grandparents, but like I have gifts from my grandparents, my great-grandparents, my mom, and I decorate the tree every year with them, you know?
Yeah.
And, I'll buy brand new bulbs and stuff and put them low just in case Avery wants to break something, and I don't want him to break the ones up top. But until he doesn't believe that there's Santa, Santa Claus is coming to town, Patrick.
Yeah, that's funny.
Like, tell me a different story. The fires have gone out through this rain we've been having. Is it smoky down in Rosa anymore? I mean, Marin?
No way. No, it's been clear for days.
Nice.
Yeah, it's been clear for since the rain started about a week ago or something like that.
Yeah. It's always good to have that out of the way. That was kind of a nightmare.
Yeah, exactly.
I was talking with Ben Wolf today, and where he just bought a bunch of property, it was 40 miles away from his house.
Yeah.
Like, I think even closer than Santa Rosa.
Right.
It's all pretty much right there. I mean, the first few days just blasted us. The sun was red. It was just...
Yeah.
A constant reminder of what almost happened to my house the year before, right?
Right.
And so that was kind of freaky. It's never fun thinking about your house burning down.
Yeah, now it's like they're just flooded. They're getting floods and, mudslides and so on going on up there, pretty much.
Well, on a lighter note, what is the best thing you did in the last 2 weeks? The funnest thing, not the best, the funnest. Like, what was the most fun you had in the last 2 weeks?
Not work.
And what'd you do when you weren't working?
Slept and went out and made food and caught up on just figuring out what it feels like to be a person again, as opposed to just a machine that gets 5 hours of sleep a day, you know, wake up, go to work, come home, go sleep, 5 hours, go to work, you know what I mean? Just like a machine.
Robot. So,
yeah, for sure. So it's kind of nice to like take some time off and feel like, you know, a person again, not wake up if I don't want to, just kind of like sleep.
But you're preaching to the choir, buddy. But here's the point. Here's the point when you have a kid.
Yeah.
No, there's no day off. He gets up every day at 6 a.m.
Yeah, exactly.
Daddy, 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 mommy, 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 daddy, daddy. And you're like, oh, God, I'm up. Hey.
Dude, go away. No, okay.
Doesn't matter what time you went to bed. Like, I was listening and watching something on Yale Telb on YouTube yesterday.
Right.
And it's Jim Gaffigan at his house in New York, and he has an apartment, and it's a two-bedroom apartment, and he has 5 kids. And he is, like, one of the most famous stand-up comedians. Like, he can book places and fill them faster than, like, anyone else.
Yeah.
I'm like, and you have 5 kids?
Crazy.
I'm like, dude. And at the end of the thing, they were like, would you ever have another one? And he's like, well, you know, definitely don't need one. But, like, I'm Catholic and my wife is, like, super duper Catholic. And so,
right.
You know, you never know what's going to happen. And right. I was like,
exactly.
Holy shit, dude. You have 5 kids?
Hey, you know what? Hold on. Jim's coming down the hall right now.
Jim Stanley?
Jim Gaffigan. I've got him over right now.
Okay,
hey,
you
Jim.
Guys are heading to San Fran.
Removed. She's great. Everything's good.
Sitting there talking about his wife again. Anyway, I'm kidding.
No, you're not. Hang out with Gaffigan and I'll call you back.
Yeah.
Oh.
Are you hanging up?
No. Do that one where he goes...
Which one was that?
Don't you have that sound effect?
Do 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 do.
No, you have it on your horn, like your phone, like a.
Oh right, yeah, I don't have that. Let's see, that would take a second to brew up.
Error to fucking conjure.
Yeah, that's. I don't even know. God.
Well,
you know.
I want you to have a beautiful evening. Say,
definitely. Thanks for having me on the show.
I don't know. It's just Mel. I just needed to talk to somebody. Say a great thing to the people out into the universe.
Oh, definitely have a wonderful holiday. Drive safe. And if you don't know what it's like to not drive safe, watch some YouTube videos of stupid asses that crash and die. It's pretty gnarly out there. Anyway. Yeah, I would say.
That was
sure.
pretty.
Yeah.
That was pretty Let's fancy.
See. Hold on. Thanks, motherfucker.
You know, 20... Oh, there it is. Huh. I feel like I'm at a soccer game in Mexico City after that party we went to in Mexico City last night.
Yeah.
Give me more. Beep, 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 beep. We were at an air show. It sounds like we're at an air show, dude. All right. All right. Archer.
Yeah.
Archer, I will talk to you mañana. You have a good night at work tonight.
All right, buddy. Take care.
All right. Ciao, Bella. I don't know why I said Bella to a man, but ciao, beautiful. Anyhoozle. It has been a great time with you guys. I am going to hit the sackle. But let's go with a little something here we like to call Investment Week.
I wasn't such a wimp, cause then I would let you know that I love you so, and if I was your man, then I would beat you. The only lying I would do is in the bed with you. Valentine's is really the one who loves you dearly. P.S. Mommy's tender. The latter came back 3 days later. We turned to cinder.